get started a little early where we're talking about some shit like that?
We already are started.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
God damn. Ruined that, didn't they?
Oh. So this is Mike's non-Bears.
Not Bears. Fuck the Bears. They suck.
Yeah, they do.
Let me give a big shout out to my boys at Four Fathers in Valparaiso. They're releasing their barrel-aged wheelhouse soon. I got some here. I got some 2016 to celebrate with. I don't have the money to buy any 2017 wheelhouse, but I'm going to drink my 16 very happily. Mike, you want to share it?
Yes, please.
Wonderful.
I love beer.
Folks, sorry we've been doing so many goddamn Bears podcasts. I mean, they have so many games, and they're so bad. But the funny thing,
the Bears aren't even worth talking about.
Right. Well, let's get that out of the way. We apologize. Yeah. And talk about some other shit.
Yeah, back
to... up to you, man?
Oh, just fucking busy. Just busy. The only free time I get seems like at like 9 o'clock at night, you know? It's like
And there's only one thing you can do at 9 o'clock at night. Folks, it's masturbate.
Masturbate and watch porn, you know.
Masturbate then watch porn. I like your style.
Yeah.
Switch it up a little bit.
It takes the edge off afterwards.
Yeah. Then that way, if someone cuts, say, hey, what are you doing in there? I'm just watching porn.
It's like after you've done about 15 lines of coke and then you go smoke a joint. You got to take the edge off. You know? You do. So.
Have you ever done 15 lines of coke?
No.
Yeah?
No, I was just a.
I've done 15 lines of coke at a night before, for sure, but not at one time. I don't think my little heart can handle that. My dad died when I was really early, and I went through a three-year drug phase, okay? I haven't did coke in a long, like, almost a year.
Almost a year.
I was in the Dominican, man. I wanted to stay awake. Dominican holidays. It's a great concert to go to, like a festival. Hey, this thing, like, keeps going weird when I talk loud. Should I not do that?
No, it's good. You're good.
Okay,
cool.
Yeah. Dominican holidays. It's a music festival on the beach in the Dominican, and they have just wonderful and cheap coke there. And the concerts last to like 4 a.m, so I can't just stay up like that naturally. Cafe closes, so I have one choice, and it's to buy some cocaine and do rat's nostrils worth to stay up and not even get high. It's literally like taking like a fucking 16th of an Adderall.
I haven't done any drugs in a long, long time, so.
Yeah. This year I'm not going to do it, though. We leave December 1st, but I'm not going to do blow. I'm going to get a huge ass... I'm going to bring my own huge mug filled with coffee.
Right before the cafe closes,
and I'm going to rock out through rage out through the concerts.
I wish coffee still had an effect on me, man. I think I've just drank so much coffee over the years, my body just goes, dude, just quit trying.
You ever take a break? Take a week break.
Yeah, I could.
From coffee.
I don't know, just at work, man. The only thing I ever do is drink coffee incessantly.
Hey, coffee is.
Oh, I love coffee. Wonderful. That's why I can't. Maybe that's my addiction anymore is coffee.
There you go.
You know,
I've did some mild uppers with some friends recently. It's like a pill, and some time release like Adderall ish stuff, and it feels like a cup of coffee, man. And I really do not like that feeling. Not an uppers guy.
I guess my thing is, I just like I said, since especially. Especially now, and I wasn't even, like, a person who did drugs beforehand. Like, I just don't... I got too much to lose right now with, like, my licensing and stuff like that. So I just...
I mean, what drugs would you do anyway? I mean, smoke a little pot.
Yeah, I just, like I said, I'm at the point where I'm just like, I just don't even want to...
Well, yeah, we're middle-aged, man. That's teenage year shit.
Exactly. It was teenage year stuff, you know. I mean,
for Northwest Indiana, it was at least.
And my big hitch back in the day, you know, back in the teenage years, was hallucinogens, you know, type of stuff. I love that stuff, you know.
Who doesn't? I still eat the mushrooms once in a while.
I mean,
long,
I remember
man.
Smoking weed, you know, a little bit here and there back in high school, but I was always like, this is lame, because I was always tired anyways, right? Okay, so like back in high school, I was always that kid who was always tired. I had some... issues with sleeping and stuff like that, and I had some throat issues, that just a long fucking story, but I was like, I'm always tired, and I'd sleep for like 13 hours, like straight without anything, you know. And I'm like, I don't want to be tired. I want stuff that's going to keep me awake. I want to have some fun, you know.
So it was like
let's drop some acid and go run around, you know, type of thing.
It's the worst part about acid, though, is you just can't be like, all right, well, I'm done.
No,
I just want to not be high anymore.
No,
you're committing for like 8 to 10 hours every fucking time.
Good luck going to sleep on that, you know.
Oh, I know. I've been microdosing on shrooms, like, not lately a lot, but like, I caught a bag from my buddy who will remain nameless. And, dude, it's nice to just eat a couple shrooms, get a little bit of body buzz for a couple hours, and go the fuck to sleep.
Yeah. Well, did you see they're starting to, like, with like a lot of these psychiatric things for like depression, especially?
Yeah, it's like PTSD.
They're talking about microdosing like MDMA, and they're talking about microdosing psilocybin and stuff like that, you know?
It's not a bad idea. Hold on, let's take a live phone call with my wife.
Uh-oh.
Hi, Megan Doherty, you're on the podcast. What's your question? She says, what time do we have to leave our mom's house to get to the appointment? We would have to leave here, I would say, comfortably 2:30.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah. You have time to take a shower, baby. Oh, yeah. I'm getting down tonight. Huh? Nothing. Okay.
Goodbye.
I love you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for using WebEx. Goodbye.
Sorry to interrupt. Sorry.
No, it's okay.
I had to take the phone call from the wife.
I understand how that is.
Yeah, so what were you saying? Sorry.
Oh, I was just talking about that whole microdosing thing for, like, depression and stuff like that.
It's
interesting.
They
were talking about anything from, like, ketamine, even, and stuff like that.
Fuck that now. I did some fucking Special K back in the day, and Special K, if you didn't know ketamine, it's a horse tranquilizer.
Yes.
And what we used to do was get vials of it, bake it, and then scrape it off and snort it. Not a good idea. That shit... Have you ever did that?
Once.
Dude, that shit's scary.
I will never do that again.
Yeah.
That was like, I thought I was going to die.
Yeah, I did.
Like, I literally thought I was on the verge of death. And I said, this is terrible. Like,
you're in a K-hole. Like, that don't even sound good.
There was nothing good about it. I'm like, I don't want to die. What? I just remember thinking, I'm like, I think I'm dying. And the whole time I thought I was dying.
I can imagine, dude. I felt the same way. I don't see how people ever did that multiple times.
Like, I think if you've given up on life and you just want to, like, like, obliviate yourself from, like, anything and everything, I think it's the perfect drug. It's, like, it's the perfect drug for somebody who is just completely given up on life.
I'd argue heroin, but...
But, well, but
I'd argue that ketamine's, like, the raver that's given up on life. Only time I ever did was at a rave, so...
It was just bad, and I was like, it was one of those stupid things I did once. It was like a one and done type of thing, you know, like a lot of things that you did. You were just like, you were young, dumb. You did something, and you think that you're thankful that it didn't do any more harm to you than you thought it was going to, type of thing. But yeah,
I was more like a twice guy, but ketamine only did once.
That was a bad deal, man.
Did H bombs twice? Not in the arm, not in the ass, not in any vein. I smoked angel dust a couple times. I've smoked crack a couple times. I did coke a lot of fucking times.
Smoked the crack.
Yeah, and all that shit, I was just like, well, this is obviously, I'm smart enough to know this is fucking crack. And yeah, it felt cool and shit, but you know, you can't fucking do that, man. That's not a future in that, but I'm glad I had those experiences.
Yeah, I mean, I look back on some of the dumb shit I did, and I'm like, okay, I did dumb shit. I'm glad it didn't affect me anymore, and I wasn't one of those people who fell in the rat hole of being, you know, where it becomes like the center of your life type of thing.
And we both easily could have.
We both easily could have, and I saw too many people back in the day who, like, I'm looking at them dropping dead at 30, 31, you know, type of thing, 28. I remember I had one friend. I'm not going to name his name, but he was like the straight-laced guy back in high school.
Right.
Okay, he was like the guy, he's like, no.
What you gotta watch for.
Everything was about music, and he's just, I'm focusing on my music, I'm focusing on this, on that, this, that. And then, I think he was, 21, 22, and they found him he was found dead with a needle sticking out of his arm, OD'd on heroin. And I'm like, this is the guy who would sit there and preach to us that we're all stupid and stuff like that. And I'm like, wow, he got caught up in the hard shit, you know, like on the heroin.
A lot of good, smart people get caught up in that shit.
And he was a fabulous drummer too, man. Fucking fabulous.
Don't talk to me about junkie drummers, man. Jesus. I hear you.
You know, and I was just like, it was just really disappointing. And like I said, I count my blessings that, you know, I was not one of those people who got wrapped up in all that shit.
You know what? Then it's such easy access to it. I remember snorting it the first time.
Man.
Someone told me it was something else. And I was just like, oh, this is not what they said it was, because that was supposed to be an upper. And then I was like, well, let me try that again.
Here, let me go throw up on the floor for a while.
Dude, my both experiences where I would sniff a, I don't know how much it was, a little bit, like half a fucking bag, which you used to get from Robert Taylor Homes for you Northwest Indiana kids. And it was the 20 bag. Sniffed half of it, waited half an hour, I'd throw up violently and not out for 4 hours.
Yep.
Kind of come back to myself and be like, oh, Jesus Christ, that was like the greatest high ever, and I know for a fact I can never do it again.
Yeah.
I know for a fact I can never do that shit again.
I mean, even me, who's somebody who doesn't do drugs or stuff like that, you know, like I'm not against drugs so much to speak, is that I don't recommend them in a lot of ways. But I also don't think, like, if somebody wants to obliviate themselves, I think we should just, I don't care.
One drug I will recommend is Wheelhouse from Forefathers. Give us some free beer or a t-shirt, please. Dude, how good is this shit?
It's very good. That's nice, smooth. That's nice, man. It's got a nicely balanced.
I'm going to have to come up with the money for some 2017.
Yeah.
I had a bottle of 2015, but I only had a bottle, so.
Way to go, Forefather.
We might break that out for the little pre-Thanksgiving special with Matt Alexander. So
you know what I really like from Forefathers is what is it called? Their Omaha, Nebraska, what is it? Omaha.
I know what you're talking about.
Whatever. It's it reminds.
I can't place what beer it is, but yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I remember the name on the chalkboard.
I know one. It's like Omaha and something. It's
Colin, Jeremy, call in. Let us know what your beer is called. Yeah.
It's got that. It's got like almost like a slight banana to it. I don't know if it's like because they use a Belgian yeast.
Is it maybe a Belgian?
Whatever,
yeah.
You know, but it's a very good.
Oh,
very,
you know,
very good.
You know, while we continue to speak, I'm gonna look just because I like that brewery so much, and I know I've had that beer, so I will find out the exact name of it, and let everyone know. But Forefathers located on Lincoln Way or 130. I don't know exactly what they call it right there. But.
I went to Windmill Brewing last week.
How was it?
It was nice.
Where's Windmill? Refresh the audience.
It's in Dyer, right off of Hart Street,
nice.
Kind of right by the St. Margaret's Hospital, right
okay.
there.
Okay.
Like if you turn down Hart Street, you'll have to turn like right. You know, if you're going south on Hart Street, you have to turn right.
Right.
Because it's back, like actually on a road in between the hospital and Hart Street or whatever it is.
Okay.
Like there's a fire. If you see the fire department,
like every other brewery, not the easiest place to.
It's
get
not
to.
The easiest place to find, but if you're going down Hart Street and see the fire department, turn right. Turn right there,
turn
and
right
then
right
come
there.
Back up towards 30, and it'll be like kind of like on 30 in be like right just south of 30 in between the hospital.
Let's start doing a brewcast tour, man.
We should
do it. Let's do it. Let's find it. Let's find it. Let's set a date right now.
And I don't have a date offhand.
I'll think of it.
Okay, well...
We'll get it. We're not going to do it right now on the podcast, so we're going to try to keep listeners.
You should probably bring your wife with, so I can bring mine, so, because...
Mike's with Wives?
Yeah, there we go.
Mike's with Wives podcast?
Because my wife likes to go to breweries, so... And if I go to a brewery and she doesn't go, she'll be...
Megan's been having, like, some stomach issues with beer lately, so...
Well, then she's
I don't know if
drink.
It's, like, a yeast thing, or, like, maybe we can, just, you know, like, sneak her in a bottle of wine. She's been cool on the wine.
Well,
so.
I know certain places... Like, I know Windmill you could bring stuff in. I don't
okay.
know. But, she, so Jen and I went out there and, I was really happy with their brews. I mean, they weren't, you know, I'm not going to say it was like the best I've ever had, but it was nice.
Sure.
But the kicker of it was the house cat. They had a cat there. It sounds stupid, but they have a cat Omaha and Utah. Yeah.
A house cat.
Like they're, it's part of, it lives at the
now,
brewery.
I've been to a brewery that had a dog. It was awesome because it's a fucking
the
dog.
The cat was awesome. It like was up in my wife's Jesus. Lap, like just sitting there hanging out, like it was cool. I'm like, you guys get a seal of my approval. You got a house cat. Because I like cats too.
Cool.
So
for all you betas and vegans, listen to the cat story. No,
I'm not beta and I'm not vegan.
I know. You're a meat-eating alpha.
Exactly. And I
don't know why you like cats.
And I also like to shoot my own things, so.
Shoot your own cats? Oh, you should have seen that look.
I
YouTube saw it. I'm not a cat guy, man. You and Pete Bowden fucking name, man.
I grew up with cats, so I, you know,
I respect cats. I don't believe in the idea of house cats because cats are such killers, man. Like, if you let a fucking house cat go, that thing's probably gonna live unless it's so domesticated.
Well,
it's
you wouldn't hear about a killer cat. So okay, so in our neighborhood, somebody had like tossed out these cats. I don't know why they tossed them out. They weren't really, you know, I don't know the whole story, but they tossed out this cat. So
live close to 49, right?
Yeah, about a half a mile from 49 or whatever
it was
a house across the gully. Okay, we know the guy hit, like, it was.
So I have some family that's been tossing them out of trailers lately, you know? So I don't know.
And it's this little fuzzy thing, you know, type deal. And I had seen it the winter before, and it was just way too friendly to be like a feral cat, stray cat, you know, type of thing. Because it came up to me, I went to the mailbox, and it's rubbing up against me and stuff. And I'm like, oh, well, you're somebody's cat, you know, type of thing. It got out or whatnot. So the following summer, all of a sudden, I come home, and my wife's on the front porch. She's sitting on the chair on the front porch, and she's like, look, this cat's coming around. And I'm like, oh, no, great. You know. Well, she wants to take this cat in. She wants to take this cat in. She wants to take it in. But the one day, she thinks this cat's just, oh, so gentle and stuff like that. I'm like, it's a cat, John. It's a cat. It's a cat. It's sitting in her lap, and all of a sudden, the cat vaults out of her lap across the deck and jumps into the bushes, like on the front of our house, as we got bushes on the front of our house, and comes out with a baby rabbit.
Fuck yes.
I mean, just fucking plowed this thing or whatever it is, you know, like right in my front yard, right there by the sidewalk. And, you know, my wife's like, oh my God, the cat, you know, whatever it is. The cat's in our house now, and she doesn't think the cat. I'm like, it's a cat. It's a cat. It does what it does.
To kill.
I like that. I think I like that about cats.
I dig that about cats. I'm like maybe slightly allergic to them. I don't know. But I don't like any animal. I don't like responsibilities. So I'm just off of pets.
Cats are easy, though.
Easier than dogs, I guess.
Much easier than dogs.
Yeah, whatever. Not easy as a fucking snake. I can have a pet fucking boa constrictor, feed that bitch a fucking rat. Leave for a week. It's fine.
Yeah, but
as long as the power don't go out, we're good.
Snakes. I don't know.
I had a very friendly red tail. He's not going to fucking slither up to you and fucking jump up on your lap, but he's going to be cool if you're just sitting there chilling with him.
Like, I have this weird thing, like, it's one of my soft spots is for the cats when the cat comes and jumps up on your lap
I hear you.
I don't know. It's a beta.
As a married guy, I understand. Anytime pussy throws itself at you, it's a nice thing.
You know, it's one of those beta aspects, but, you know.
Is it an alpha beta thing, or is it like, I'd like some pussy? I'd like to touch some pussy. I'd like to maybe stroke some pussy.
I guess I like cats.
Just like cats.
Yeah, like cats.
I like the fact that the cat is...
It's not that I don't like dogs.
Pussy's a synonym for cat. That's the only thing I like about cats.
My wife talks about getting a dog, right? She's like, oh, we need to get a dog. And I said...
They're murderers.
Okay, I'm like, I don't want some shitty little yappy thing.
I don't either. I hear you.
Sorry, so don't let me distract you. You two might be distracted, but go.
You know, so I don't want some shitty little yappy thing. I'm like, I want a big fucking dog.
Fucking dog.
So I'm looking at like she's like, well, what kind of dog do you want? I'm like, well, I either want like a St. Bernard or a Newfoundland or an Alaskan Malamute.
Underrated, and actually, you know, they won't kill everyone they see. Rottweiler.
I hate Rottweilers.
You hate rots?
I've had too many bad experiences with, like, I'm not saying they're bad. I just think, like with dogs, and it's just like with cats, and it's like with anything else, is you got people
or in Colorado
who, they don't know how to, like,
right,
train their animal type of thing. Like you know, like, acclimate it or train it.
Seems like assholes are always attracted to, like, certain breeds. That's why the breed gets a bad name.
Right? You know, you have some third-rate redneck trailer trash with a Rottweiler and then or a pit bull, and they beat the shit out of it, and then they wonder why the goddamn thing wants to fucking kill everything, you know?
Right.
Like, I got four cats at my house, right?
Oh, my Lord.
Right, okay. These cats are some of the most friendly cats. Everybody's like, oh, cats are, like, non-social and stuff like that. Not these cats. These cats don't fucking ever leave you alone. You know, I mean, I think it's
about
how...
Sounds like my nightmare.
I think about... Well, yeah, because you don't like cats. But I think it's about how people interact with their dogs. Because I knew people who had Rottweilers, who had German Shepherds, who had Pit Bulls, who the way they interacted with their animal, the animal was just fine with other people. It was just fine with all this stuff like that. I've had people who've had little fucking chihuahuas that are the nastiest fucking dogs on the face of the earth.
It bites you every time you move.
The meanest fucking dog I've ever been around. The meanest. It's called a standard poodle.
Like the taller fucking...
Yeah, it's
like
about this fucking high.
Yeah.
Like, that was the meanest goddamn dog. I've been around pit bulls, I've been around Rottweilers, I've been around, you know, bull mastiffs, all that shit. The meanest fucking dog by far I've ever been around was a standard poodle. They are mean, probably because they're so goddamn ugly and they know it. They hate everybody.
And people pretend like they're pretty.
They're ugly.
Get them
ugly,
all cut up.
Mean.
And, yeah.
They're mean. If there was one dog, everybody would be like, if somebody put on a list, if there was a dog species you could ban. Not that I say I want to ban anything, because I don't want to ban anything. I'm not that kind of person.
So watch out, libertarian.
Right. Libertarian. I'm just saying, so you're hypothetically, like if they
said... Not that you shouldn't be able to own it, but, you know.
But if somebody said hypothetically, you know, you have to pick a species of dog to ban.
Right.
I would say standard poodle.
Standard?
Fuck them. Fuck them. They're evil.
Fuck them.
They're fucking evil.
Now, do you think that's a breed thing, or do you think that's just the one thing?
They're fucking brain damaged.
You really think so?
Yes.
Like, they just got a little touch of the downs, or right off the bat?
They got a touch of the, they are the real-life pit bull. They got a touch of the...
They're the actual fucking...
They're the actual pit bull.
I'm sorry if the scraping sound is really loud. Sorry.
You know,
we're finishing up some drywall.
But, fuck drywall, too. But, yeah, standard poodles. Like I said, I've been around pit bulls that are as friendly as shit. I don't like them. I think they're ugly as shit, and I'd never want one.
Really, you know, a pit bull? There's some attractive pit bulls out there, man. I just like that girth.
I just like big fuzzy things. That's like, I think my big thing is. That's why I think I like Newfoundlands and things. like I like animals with a lot of fur. I don't know why. Maybe it's all the 70s porn I've watched with all the big hairy muffs. I don't know.
There's probably something to do with
you
that.
Know, like I said, but, you know.
You never see hairy muff anymore.
No. Actually, I think it is kind of coming back to a certain extent.
Think so?
I think so, yeah. Everything goes in a cycle. But,
Are we not going to transition to furry muffs? Or are we going to go back to...
Well, we can.
I'm just kidding.
The older I get, the less I give a shit, though. I think that's part of the thing.
Who would care? How about we get a little refill here?
You know, yeah. But I like big dogs. I've always liked St. Bernards. I always thought they were a really cool dog. Yeah, they drool everywhere. They're fucking one of the most slobbery-ass dogs.
Yeah, it's a dirty-ass fucking dog, man.
You know, but it's a cool dog at the same time.
Made
like
a movie
after him. Like personality-wise. Oh, dude, you don't have... Jesus Christ, what do you think? We're in like communist China or something like that, where we got to make sure
everything's got to be equal. You want to know what? When you find the right group of people.
You bought the beer, you should be drinking most of it.
When you find the right small group of people, I think communism will work just fine.
I think.
If you say 20 of us live on a fucking commune in Colorado with 60 acres.
Well, because you have 20 people agreeing.
Yeah, we're all, yeah.
But you have 20 people individually,
right,
ideologically agreeing,
exactly,
on the same
That's
ideology.
That's why it would work, because the council of people would agree to this ideal of communism. Yeah, we're not.
Right? We're not going there.
Well, if you just hear that, this is becoming such a popular podcast, especially with all the Bears episodes, that someone's going to find this, going to take that snippet, and we're gonna be a meme or something. Kind of GIF,
say,
or
we're going to be on 4chan as a fucking
audio-enabled
meme, yeah.
GIF? I don't know. I really want to go back and grab the scissors to cut the end of this off.
I'll quit being a bitch and do it with your teeth.
It makes for a bad smoke, man. You can smoke with me?
No.
All right. This episode is being taped in Colorado if you're watching on YouTube.
We're in Boulder, so it's
cool. Yeah, we're in Boulder. Boulder's actually a really great city. You ever been there?
No. But
wait, you haven't been to Colorado, right?
I've been to Colorado, yeah.
You have been. Okay, Boulder's actually, it's really cool, man. The kid enjoyed it. It was a cool place to, like...
Speaking of Boulder, Colorado, you know
fucking,
how we were...
Huh?
Oh, you know how we were talking about the stand and... In the last episode or whatever it was, I'm like, speaking of Boulder, Colorado, that's like a theme in The Stand.
Right.
Boulder, Colorado.
Yep. Which, by the way, if you're ever going to delve into Stephen King, don't read The Stand. Just watch the movie.
No, read it.
It's hilarious,
it's better read. It's actually a good book and a terrible movie.
Actually, if you really want to get to the gist of it, man, you got to watch the fucking movie. Because right there, you see the comedy. You don't have to pick up the underlying comedy from the book. it's like, you can just see the comedy. I'm just joking. There's no comedy involved in that fucking like a, book. It's just it's funny how bad the movie is.
The
I'm
movie's like a ghetto Cliff Notes version.
But it's still like five parts on fucking TV.
I know.
Two hours each with commercials.
Like, it's like a fucking ghetto Cliff Notes version. And you're like if you read the book and you watched it, you're going, why was the book so good and why is this just so utterly fucking terrible?
No, man. Stephen King is...
His movies don't translate to video.
Some of them are awesome.
I mean, his books don't translate to video good.
Here's the thing about Stephen King. You got movies made from his books. Let's do some stupid ones. It's The Stand. Pet Cemetery. One more.
Christine.
Here's some good ones, though. The Green Mile. Yes, that's right. Stephen King wrote The Green Mile.
Yeah, Green Mile.
Shawshank.
I love Shawshank.
Shawshank Redemption.
Shawshank Redemption is one
it's
of those
It's like
movies.
Either the fucking one of the worst movies ever or like a fucking all-time classic.
But Shawshank, but you know, here's the deal with like
books Green, are all good though.
But here's the deal with Green Mile and Shawshank is like they weren't
like horror.
They were adapted. They weren't like a complete take like when they do The Stand, they try to do it like the book, whereas somebody takes The Green Mile or takes Shawshank or whatever it is, and they adapt it.
But The Green Mile, if you read the book, because I have actually read the book, and you watch the movie,
you read a book?
Pretty spot on. They're pretty spot on. Yeah, I've read like 10 books in my life, man.
I'm just giving you shit.
Huh. They're pretty spot on.
Yeah. I just, you know, I...
You know, the last book I read was like, one of the series was like Hunger Games, and that's also a spot on movie to the book. I know it's for like teenagers, but that's my reading level.
You read The Hunger Games?
I was very, very bored in Colorado before they legalized recreational, and before I realized how much I love the outdoors.
Wait, you wasted a good high on reading The Hunger Games?
I know. I'm saying before they had recreational. The first time I went to Colorado, I had to get somebody's sibling to get me something.
So somebody crazy glued the book to your hands and staple your eyelids open and forced you to read it?
Bro, I read it on my iPad, and I kind of enjoyed it. Kind of enjoyed it, man.
Okay, well,
I don't know if I enjoyed the book and the writing, or if I enjoyed the fact that I was reading a book and able to like comprehend and actually pay attention to what the words
I'm
reading.
Too, you know. Yeah, it was
usually I start reading and I'm like, oh well, what's the fuck going on this week?
It was one step up from Dr. Seuss.
Dude, Dr. Seuss. I mean, Dr. Seuss is a little higher than Hunger Games.
Why am I ragging on you?
It's not. You should. We like to rag on each other. I always rag on you for no reason. I fucking love you.
I know.
But here's the thing why you should. Because it's for fucking teenage girls.
It is. It's a book written for kids. Wait, so you're saying you're actually a teenage girl? Are you like trans teenage... Wait.
Are you want to go down this offensive train here?
No. I'm just trying to figure out. So you'd be like trans age, transgender.
I'm just be trans age. I'm not giving up the white thing.
Well, I'm not saying
I realize how beneficial the white thing is in this society. I'm going to ride with that white thing.
Personally, I like being hated. So I'm okay with being white, like, and people like hating me for being white. I'm good with it.
I'm fine with being, like, not that me or you are in control of shit, but, like, the fucking face that is control of shit more looks like our face than, like, other people's faces. So, like, that kind of gives us a little bit of power. And I believe that.
I feel like
I know there's fucking times where I've been drunk and then doing something stupid. Cops have been there, let me go the fuck home or let me get taken home. Instead of getting my ass kicked. Now, I can't say each individual cops. I could have been black. They could have been the same outcome. But you won't agree to me that if I was black, there would have been a higher possibility of an ass-kicking outcome than a go home, you're drunk?
I've seen outcomes from every race, creed, religion, whatever it may be, where, like, just depending on where you are, at what time you are, and depending on the person, and it all boils down to the individual.
100%.
Is like, where... You got an advantage because you were a black or you were white. And it had nothing to do with, like, a system. There was no system involved. It was just that individual, like, who was in a position of authority. Oh, well, you're going to get the free pass because you're black. Or you're going to get the free pass because you're white. Or you're going to get the free pass because you're female or you're male or because you're gay or because you're straight. It just... that's why I don't buy into all this.
It's not as systematic these days. It's already kind of preset how it is because... Kids are already growing up in fucking ghettos and shit like that.
It's an individualistic pattern. It's not a pattern. It's an individualistic thing.
It is.
And I think the problem with where people are coming from in a lot of this bullshit and a lot of these, you know, oh, we need to fight against racism or we need to fight against this or that, is that they try to sit here and say it's a system thing. And it's really not. It's just a very individualistic thing. And then I also drill down into going, Well, okay, if it's an individual thing, why does anybody give a shit? And if you don't like the person, then don't associate with them.
Yeah. It's the tribalism. It's the tribalism factor.
It is.
It's like we look like these people, so we're like, automatically ingrained as humans to think that to associate with them more.
Like if I go out to Napanee and go fucking start raising hell with the Amish people, they're going to favor the Amish people more than they're going to favor me. Okay, so like me and an Amish person go out there raising hell. The Amish person's going to get by more than I'm going to get by. Or if I go to a Hasidic Jewish populace, the Hasidic Jew is going to get their treatment differently than I'm going to get it versus from the Hasidic. I mean, anywhere
you go. I think that's true. Like, just like if me and you went to a fucking horrible neighborhood in the South Side of Chicago and we were just like raising shit.
They're
going to
be like, look at that stupid cracker.
The cop would come by and be like, dude, what the fuck are you doing here, man? He's not going to be like... I think we'd be more likely to be escorted the fuck out of the neighborhood and let the fuck loose than taking the fucking rent in.
I think what
And I'm not saying like cops are fucking racist or this or that. No, I'm saying the system is really the penal system is the big thing, and it's just easier to arrest people with less means because they can't get the lawyers and they have to take the public defenders and things like that. That's where the systematic comes into it. That's just
But it has nothing to do with race. I think it has more to do with class.
It absolutely does. Absolutely does. The only way it has something to do with race is that each race is a lot in life. Like, obviously, there's more black people in inner cities and things like that.
Right.
Because a lot of those generations couldn't afford to get the fuck out of there.
But see, that's what I...
Because they were started there, and I'm not saying 100 years from now that won't be completely different.
Right.
That might can be completely different.
Like, okay, so we go...
Because we have the means.
Let's extrapolate this over to the Colin Kaepernick thing. This is why I hate... This is why I can't stand
Colin
Kaepernick.
Wow, dude. All it took was a little bit of hand-rolled cigarette.
You know, was the Colin Kaepernick thing. Was that... You have some asshole who was, now because he decided to be a clown and do stupid shit and piss off his employer. Piss off his employer. And that's there's the caveat. He was employed by somebody who had a set of
standards. That's the only thing I've ever took out of it. That's the only thing I've ever said Colin was wrong is because
he pissed off his employer.
It was the employee thing. It was you're hurting a business potentially, and if you want to do that, you have to lie in your bed that you made.
As an individual, if he wants to go sit on a street corner and talk about how all the blacks are so oppressed, fine. I don't fucking care. It's his God-given right to do it. It's his constitutional right to do it. It's everything under the sun. But like I go to work and I stand up at work and say something that just goes completely against what the company, the shareholders, or the owner, or whoever it is, the board of directors, or whatever it is against, and they fire me because of it, well, guess what? It wasn't because of my belief. It has to do with money, but I'm employed by a company. They pay me to do a job. They pay me to act a certain way. They pay me to do a job.
Because when you're an employee, you're an actor.
Right. You're representing that company, and when you're on the clock, you're representing that company. Now,
if you found a job to where you're not an actor, you found your fucking job. That's what you were meant to do. That's what you do. Right.
Now, if Colin Kaepernick would have did all this shit on his own time, I would have
used that huge NFL platform. Hey, I'm an NFL. Everybody knows me. I'm a household name. Use that platform instead of doing it during. And I think it's still fine.
I would defend him. I would defend him, and I think he's a fucking tard. I would defend him. I would sit here and say...
I defend his right to fucking kneel all he wants.
If he's not on the clock, and he's doing his own thing, and he's whatever, he's got his beliefs, ideas, and stuff like that, I'd be like, you know, more power to you. You're not doing it on the NFL time. You have a mission. You have a cause. Right. You have a belief. You go ahead and fucking do it. And I'll support you. I don't agree with you.
I stand by it right now. And I also stand by the NFL not giving him a job because that's what they do. It's their fucking business. It's their shit.
Yeah, but when he did it on the NFL's clock and the NFL said, well, fuck you.
I can think of five teams he could be on right now and improve, but that's not me.
But, you know, they don't...
I like Colin Kaepernick, man. I just point out the obvious shit, man. Here's the reason why I really, really, really like Colin Kaepernick, dude. Because I saw this...
Because it was Afro?
This rookie. Before he had the Afro.
He looks like the sun.
Before he had the Afro. All that stuff, man. Give a fuck about Afro, dude.
I think his hair is cool.
Wear your hair the way you want to wear your hair. But what I like is when he torched, this rookie came in and torched the fucking dirty ass Packers.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, I like this fucking kid.
Yeah, I had no problem.
And you kneel down. I don't give a shit about that, man. I respect your right to do it. I'm a fucking self-proclaimed libertarian. Even that party is getting fucking diluted.
Don't even get me started on that.
But, you know, I'd say I support 100%, but I also know that I'm also a kind of guy, a libertarian, that says the market's going to dictate. If you want to say I don't want to sell fucking cakes to gays, great, dude. Don't sell fucking cakes to gays and let the market fucking put you out of business.
Most likely, you'll probably actually go out of business, really.
Exactly. Let the market dictate your ass out of business. Go fuck off, man, because you want to know what?
Yeah.
I'm just going to throw, I have to throw this out here. Yeah. I know they don't listen, but Stephanie and Jana, you guys had the most badass reception ever. The food was fucking awesome, and the fucking drinks were badass, and I fucking love you both, and I know we bagged on Philly on the last episode, and I know
Philly
listen.
Does suck.
I know you don't listen to the Bear shit, but me and Megan are going to come out to Philly and visit y'all sometime, because we fucking love you. Probably most likely just her, because that's all we can afford, but come here and stay with us. There's no, besides the most badass fucking reception I went to. I don't know why I led to that.
I don't know, because we're just, like, going all over the map, but it's cool.
Yeah, it tied into something, but I forgot.
We're flowing. We're, like, flowing with, like, the ideas where it's, like, things are...
It's probably semi-entertaining to, like, at least 10 people.
It's just weird. It's weird how everything correlates at a level.
Yeah, but we're all connected.
Yeah.
We're all connected. We're all connected in some
way. Everything feeds into everything else at some level. Oh,
it's true.
God, I sound like one of those hippies.
It's a true thing, though. That's a good hippie outlook, or a good hippie ideal. Yes. Everything is connected. What are we connected by? Nature. Because we were all once just in nature.
We're all connected by carbon. Because we're all made out of it.
We're all connected by carbon.
Yeah, we're all made out of
it. If you're going to get down to the absolute scientific level, yes, we are.
We're actually all connected by, I could say electrons, you know, neutrons and protons.
I left my mushroom stash
at the
house,
Mike. We could go down into the whole, like, subatomic level of quarks and, you know, shit.
Actually, let's if we could get one person to post on our Facebook site, that'd be great. If one person posts and thinks it's a good idea, me, Mike, and Matt, next Saturday, we'll all eat a tiny bit of mushrooms. They can't detect
in
your piss.
I know, but I can't.
It's just a body buzz. If you just eat two.
I can't.
It's just a body buzz.
I can't.
It's all good.
I can't.
No, you say you can't or you don't want to.
I can't.
You tell them, why can't you? Because of your job? Because they don't test for psilocybin, bro.
It's not my job. It's a personal thing right now.
Can't because of personal preference.
Yeah, I respect that at this point in time.
I will step back. I respect that. When people tell me they can't, as opposed to I don't want to, things because maybe you can.
It's not that I.
But
don't,
if it's a personal
it's
thing,
it's not that I don't want to because it sounds like a good fucking time.
It's just gonna be a body buzz, bro. That's it.
But I've set certain things for myself at this point in time where I'm just like I'm staying away from. Anything like that, trust me, the appeal is very enticing.
I know.
It's very enticing, but I've set these things up where I'm like, I'm staying away from all this stuff. I got certain, like, goals and shit, you know, and certain
What goal things. Do you have that Saturday other than to just have a good time with people and do, like, a marathon podcast? It's going to be like a two-hour podcast, folks. We're just going to catch up with Matt, and we're just going to talk.
I don't want to...
It's going to be so fun.
It's a personal thing right now.
All
right,
cool.
It's a personal thing.
I'm pretty sure I'll be the only one on mushrooms, but I'll be on a microdose. It'll just
be
a body buzz.
And that's fine. I don't... Like I said, I'll be like, I wish I was joining you, but... I got a personal journey going on. Right
Perfect, now. Dude. Do you want to get me to shut up about something? Hey, it's your personal choice. Okay, cool. But when you say you can't do something, I'm like, well, let's try to fucking leap over this hurdle.
Well, I can't because of my personal journey.
So say you
it's
don't
not
want
about,
to.
It's not about.
Say you don't want to because your personal journey is what you want to do, right?
Well, no, because.
So say you don't want to.
No, it's not.
You don't want to, Mike.
It's not that I don't want to because, trust me, like I said, it sounds like a good
Well, you don't want
deal.
To. Because if your personal journey supersedes you're choosing not to.
I'm choosing not to.
That sounds like the verbiage that would make me just want to reach over.
I'm pulling a Bill Clinton here. I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
But you at least smoke a joint. That's cool.
You know.
I'm just kidding. We'll at least drink at least.
I'll drink
five
a beer.
Beers. We'll drink several beers.
Several beers, yeah.
Well, you're gonna have to get Ubered, dude. It's gonna be like a squirrel hunt in the morning. You get Ubered back. Squirrel hunt.
Okay. Well, I gotta psych that scope in.
Do that. All right. Well, anyway, that was a tangent. It was probably semi-entertaining to the people who actually listen to this.
We're trying to be entertaining. We're trying.
So let's do this. Let's do a little. Oh, that probably got loud. Let's do a little preview of the next episode. The next episode is going to be Matt Alexander. Matt Alexander is my homie from way back. I love that guy. I don't know what else to say, but I fucking love that guy.
I remember.
And he's going to be in town from, he's lived in Arizona for, I would say, I'm going to call it a random 8 years. He's been out there for fucking ever, man.
I remember with Matt, I don't think I was there. Okay, so there was this.
There might have been.
It had to do with.
I have some memories. Everclear in high school basketball games?
No, I remember being at his house a few times and stuff like that and partying it up and stuff like that, or we were all hanging out or whatever it was. But there was, it had to do with Amanda Pifferetti's frog. It was a concrete frog. It was this fucking concrete frog. And it was on her porch of her house.
I vaguely remember this.
Okay, and I remember this frog, like, who originally took it? Was it Jake and I, or was it Beal and I, or it was somebody, a couple people took this frog, and it would relocate from location to location, like because it was on their porch, and then it ended up there was.
And it's convenient to relocate because it's like a 50-pound concrete.
Oh, this
frog.
Thing was heavy as shit too. Yeah, and there was one night I don't think I was there that night because I remember. Matt's dad had worked for NIPSCO, if I'm not mistaken, back in the day.
It's the Northwest Indiana Power Company, yeah. For you indie listeners.
And they had this big sign out by Route 30 there, you know, like there was some strike thing or some union thing or something going on, whatever it was. I mean, this was, you know, like I said, 25 years ago.
Not 25.
Sir. Almost, goddamn it.
I would have just been 11.
You got to figure it's going to be 2018. That'd be like 93, 90. So 90,
was this before I got into the little hangout group here?
This would have been about 90.
Oh, shit.
This would have been about around 95, 96, maybe somewhere in there.
That's before me and Xander started hanging out, really.
And the sign mysteriously came down one night.
Uh-oh.
But the only thing that was left was the concrete frog. The concrete frog ended up there. From what I was told by the story was it was impounded by Porter County Police.
Wow.
The frog was fucking impounded.
Dude, back in those days, that was top crime right there. That's property crime right there.
Just the fact that this frog's final location was the Porter County fucking impound. Or
did it ever get out?
I don't know. Whatever it is, I remember I brought
here to pick up a 1988 frog.
The only thing I ever got was when I talked to Amanda later on. I remember the frog, and she was like, "You assholes in that frog," is what I got out of it. I remember we'd go over there, we'd go pick her up, or we'd go there, stuff like that. And we're like, "We're gonna steal that goddamn frog," you know. And I just remember that was like the big joke for a long time. And then I don't remember who was the first one to do it, but I just remember then the frog. And I think I was there the first night we took the frog. Because it was like in the middle of the night, and we just drove up to her house, and we just took the fucking frog, you know?
Yes, that's what we used to do back in the day, property crime.
I mean, it was just stupid. And I think we ended up putting on somebody else's in her neighborhood.
Right.
We put it on their porch or whatever it was. And then we took it from there and put it somewhere else. And it went like a million. I think it went like 6 or 7 different places before it ended up by that fucking sign that got.
Just be a fucking kid again, dude.
Oh,
how much fun do we have doing shit like that on no drugs?
I just laughed. Yeah, and there was nothing.
Like, look, I mean, worst case scenario, someone had a pack of cigarettes or something, you know?
It was driving around in a shitty car, you know, just being dumb. And
the worst thing we ever do, I remember I was with gonna bust him out, and I was with John Scannell in his Explorer, and we were stealing pumpkins. We'd take the pumpkins, go down the road, and smash a mailbox with it. That's the worst we got. Well, that's not the worst we got. We made some household bombs for mailboxes. Thank God no one was checking their mail at the time when it went off, because those things were unpredictable.
Nothing like aluminum foil and Drano.
It was. You call that one. It was a Drano bomb.
We were fucking terrible back then, man, you know?
Yeah, it was Property Crime Central. That's what I watch out for in my neighborhood these days.
Exactly.
I'm just like, who is coming of age in Property
now
Crime?
Now we're sitting out there with a fucking AR.
I'm
going to
show them my guns,
the
like,
kid.
Right away. Yeah. Like, look, kid, here, let me show you. Hey, I don't think you've ever seen my basement. Come here. See that, 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 and that? That's all the reasons why you shouldn't fuck with my property.
Touch my mailbox and I'll fucking shoot you. We're the same people who did the same dumb shit back in the day.
Exactly. Well, that's just, it's just...
Oh,
you know, you want to know, I wonder how much... What do you think the prevalence of drugs in age? Because I'm wondering, like, when kids are discovering drugs these days. I know it was all different ages back in the day, but how would that curb the property crime, you think? Actually, it might bring up, like, serious, like, robbery and shit like that, other than, yeah, like, just, like, stealing shit for fun, because that was our entertainment.
Well, because,
you know,
of addiction, I think, like, crime would, like, that stuff would go up. But, like,
Not, like, innocent property crime like that.
But, like, I'm looking at, like, the stupid shit, like, the stupid, the dumb shit
we
like
used
that.
To do, yes.
Like, there was never any drugs, alcohol.
No heroin addicts are going to steal pumpkins and smashing mailboxes with it.
We were completely straight and sober, like, just...
Right, yeah.
It was just...
When we were doing property crime, we were definitely... As soon as we discovered weed, we stopped doing property crime because we were like, we don't want to fucking do that while we're high. It's nerve-wracking.
Look at it this way, too. Like, okay, look at the shit that we did, you know? Like, there was a limit to everything, though, too. I think, really, if you really look back at it, like, most of us would have sat there and said, okay, ganking a couple pumpkins and throwing them at something or whatever it is, or throwing a couple eggs at something.
I think our limit was trenching a lawn, like, getting in there, stopping, and then, like...
Or the
flasking on the gas.
Right, or the frog, or whatever it may be. There was, like, this stupid stuff that went on. And I think even
the frog probably made the parents laugh. I mean, that's like bottom level shit, I think. Unless they really loved that frog.
I think Amanda's mom was pissed.
Was she a little pissed?
She was a little pissed. But as me as an adult, as a parent, stuff like that, I've had, like, you know, crime, you know, property crime done to myself. Like, there were certain things that I got pissed off about, but I'm like, you can clean it up. You fixed it. You know, maybe you had to spend a couple bucks, but, you know, whatever it was.
It's annoying.
Now, there were certain things that happened to me by people, kids, that went well above anything I would have done back in the day.
Such as?
Like having both my cars keyed, the tires
flat. That's not cool.
No, the tires flattened on. At the same time, the tires flattened on one
stabbed
of the cars.
Stabbed or let out?
Stabbed.
Wow.
All
can't even
stuff
fucking
like
let it out.
Like, literally, like we're talking thousands of dollars worth of damage.
Yeah, that's just uncalled for. That's
uncalled
criminal.
For.
That's
like
criminal.
I would have never flattened anybody's tire. Like, there would have been, like, maybe I let the air out of their tire, but then you could just re-air it back up if you needed to, right? But I would never, like, poke their tire where they have to go buy new tires. I never keyed anybody's car.
Yeah, you put the little...
Never,
you just press down and
yeah,
fucking
you know,
air
yeah,
comes
like,
out.
Oh, you got
know?
A flat tire. Oh, shit. Then somebody has to go air up their tire. You know what I'm saying? I mean... There
that
was
like the top line. That was the top of the... You never fuck with anything.
There was a limit to everything. Like, if you thought it was going to have a... Like, even us as kids, and as dumb as we were and the stupid shit we did, there was always, like, this, like, top limit where, like, oh, dude, like seriously, that would be, like, thousands of dollars worth of damage.
I will say this. When I was a young kid, I was probably just into double digits, and this is just a throwback to the first podcast with Rodney. There had this been this Chevette sitting down right past the Goose House, the next house on that side of the road. Yeah, the Goose House. There was this Chevette sitting there for like, I mean, it hadn't moved in five fucking years. So one day we were like, well, let's smash all the taillights and headlights out of this thing. And we did that, and they got pissed about that.
Well, I would be too.
But it had moved in five fucking years. We didn't know.
I know.
We were like, hey, this looks like fun. But yeah,
that was crossing the line.
It was crossing the line, but our brains had not developed to the point where we recognized like what was acceptable in property crime.
I'm talking about...
We can TP, we can egg, we can smash some pumpkins, and that's about it.
Right. I'm talking about like, you know, when we're 16, 17, 18, you know, I mean, because like, I legitimately felt bad, like, Megyn Kelly's car.
No. That Chevette was, one of the people who was smashing was his parents. I mean, no, it wasn't his... It was his parents' car, one of the smashers.
Okay.
Megyn Kelly, never mind. Sorry.
So,
Megyn Kelly?
Sean Kelly's sister.
No. Okay, never mind. Wait, that's not Megan, it's Nicole.
I mean, sorry, Nicole.
I'm like, who the fuck is Megyn Kelly?
Nicole.
Megyn Kelly is a talk show host person, dude.
Yeah. That's probably why I say...
She's the one who went from right to left.
Yeah. Whoa, shit.
Yeah, that was going to work, you dumb bitch.
Oh, damn. Nicole.
She is
Nicole.
A dumb bitch.
Damn.
I stand by that statement.
So, when Jake put a, I legitimately felt bad about this because her car caught on fire.
Oh, yeah.
So it was around 4th of July, right? And she had it parked over in the Samanovich parking lot over there. And Jake, was it Jake? We were playing with fireworks. We had a bunch of fucking like, lady fingers or blackjacks or whatever it was.
Maybe probably Beal, too.
Well, oh, no. It was Beal, Jake, and I, and then Sean was there, you know? So it was like the four of us being fucking clowns. And, of course, Sean's sitting there behind us going, I don't think that's a good idea. Yeah. I don't think, don't mess with her car. Don't mess with her car.
Sean is the voice of reason.
And then there's Jake with the firework and Beal and I going, do it, do it, do it, do it.
Yeah, right.
So Jake puts it on this rust spot on her car. Like it's a whole, like, cause she had this piece of shit. I don't know if it was like '75 Nova or '76 Nova. It was a baby.
I don't remember what it was either.
Yeah, like, it was terrible. He put it on the back. And lit it. Well, you know all those things like spin around with jumping jacks or lady fingers, whatever.
Right into
the
car.
It spun right into the hole. Into the fucking trunk.
Man, you guys all are
assholes. All of a sudden, smoke starts belching out of the rear speakers in the car. Like, brrr. Come to find out, she's got a fucking blanket back there in the trunk that the jumping jack fucking landed on and started on fire. Then we're like, oh shit! Well, Nicole's not home.
You have the keys.
Luckily, there was an extra set in the house. But Sean's like, I'm so fucking dead, and he's running across the street.
Because he is a motherfucker, so they have to take the brunt of it.
Yeah, exactly. And he was always real paranoid about stuff like that. And
cool as fuck.
He went across the street, got the keys. We opened, luckily there was a spare set or some shit like that. We opened up the trunk, and this blanket's just fucking torching in the back of her car. I just was like, I remember that. We were just, shit, it was fucking hilarious.
I wish I could have been there just to watch Jake. Just to see the surprise on his face and watch it immediately turn into like, oh, this is fucking hilarious.
Because at first, the way I remembered it, I thought Beal was the one who put the jumping jack in there, but Jake's like, no, it was me. I'm like, oh, damn. I just remember standing there and just seeing the smoke boats belch out of it. And they pulled that blanket out, and she was pissed. Man, it didn't really do any
damage to her car. It
fucked up this like $2 blanket on a
$20. Probably made your car smell like shit for a while.
Oh, it probably stunk, man. But it was just,
when are we going to do the Barn Spotters podcast? We got to do that.
Well, when Jake gets up here.
Jake, come up here, you bitch.
Yeah, chump.
And then we'll do the fucking Barn Spotters Southern edition where we can go hunt hogs with these clip-on microphones.
Because we ain't all going down to Georgia, goddammit.
I want to go down there and hunt hogs for sure.
Well, you know what we could do? I could get a plane and the three of us could go down there and the four of us.
All right with you, man.
I'm a good pilot.
My life is worth your word. You know?
Trust me, I don't want to crash because I want to fly tomorrow. That's always the thing. Everybody's like, well, how? Because I don't want to crash.
I have a degree in behavioral sciences, so I'm going to have to give you a psych evaluation before we fly.
Well, you're going to see that I'm neurotic or something.
You're actually halfway through it right now and you're fucking passing.
All
good, let's fly, bitch.
Okay.
That'd be fun as fuck, dude. Find a fucking little regional airport down there to fly.
You just fly right fucking in, man. Local airport.
Are you listening, bitch? Fritzy, find us a fucking airport to fly into. How long have we been going? I think this can last an hour.
We are at 52 minutes.
52 minutes? Oh, this can last an hour and a half then, folks. What do you think? Want to keep listening? Just kidding.
I think we just keep talking because I'm having a good old time.
I enjoy this because, really, I forgot the mics have been here most of the time.
I am, too. We're just pissing and moaning about, like, old stuff. But
it's nice. That's how I feel like the Xander podcast should be. You know, how I wish we should get into it. Guests. Schedule one once a week. Because now, by the way, folks, if you're listening to this, just know that this is not free for us now. Because Mike is too lazy to find another stream
I'm not lazy. I'm just busy.
So my card's getting hit for $15 a month for 15? Doing Bears Pack. Yeah, remember they did the one price for this much and then 15 for unlimited.
Oh, shit. I got to figure. Okay, dude, I got to get something
we got.
It's all good. I don't care about.
No, we
got to
do something.
This is worth 15
bucks
a month for me.
But if we could just get 15 bucks a month in sponsorship to pay for that.
I don't think we're gonna get sponsors, bro. We have to get listeners first.
Maybe if on YouTube we can get some ads, but then we'd probably get flagged anymore because YouTube's such a fucking like bitch about. Like, oh, you said a bad word, or you talked about something.
No, I think you're
good.
No, you can just, like, literally, I've seen, like, tits on YouTube. I think what it is you can't show other people's content.
Well, we don't.
Exactly, but when you get the green screen, maybe.
Well, but it would be like, well, then I could put up, like, two horses fucking from a field out behind me or something.
Somebody owns those horses, bro.
That's true. I'll have to videotape my fence in my yard.
You got some footage like that, or something like that?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying.
I was going to say, you know. Never mind, guys. Never mind. Can we edit that out? No, okay. I was just fine.
Dude, we were pretty lucky, though, as we were younger. I mean, because we actually...
There was no cell phones. That was great.
Well, no. There was a lot of adventure.
You went and did what you did that night.
Yeah, there was a lot of adventure back then.
There was so much more adventure because there was no goddamn cell phone.
Well, you know what the thing is?
That was the thing.
I remember when I got into college and I would talk to people from other areas, you know, and they're like, oh, what did you do in high school? And, you know, well, every Friday night we hung out at this place, or every Saturday night we hung out at this place, because they came from some, like, one-horse town, you know, somewhere out in the middle of nowhere. And I'm like, man, we were, like,
all over
the goddamn place, like, just doing fucking wonky shit all the time. I mean, I look back on it, in the early 90s there, like, our
high
school years...
We grew up in the best time ever.
It was, like, literally one of those 80s movies where we were doing dumb, wonky shit all the time. Like, there was always something going on.
We grew up in the best time ever.
I think we did. I think we grew up at the peak.
We grew up at the peak. Absolute peak.
Nowadays, things are going downhill.
It's all...
But we grew up
at the... It's all podcasts and this and that.
We grew up at the peak of, like, before... All the technology and all the just people always wanting to. I don't know how to explain it. It's really weird. There was something like. And maybe
do you remember calling people on their house phones, having to make two or three calls to get a group together?
Yeah.
And then like going out and doing that thing. Someone didn't find you, they were like, oh, we were doing this. It was like, oh, I wish I had known. I would have did this.
In the car with a couple people and being like, well, let's go stop at this spot because we know people are generally there. Stop at this spot.
Right.
And that's what you would do.
Instead of just like, let's predetermine everything. You know, there's no adventure anymore.
And then it was like, well, where do we want to go? I don't know. Let's just go fuck off somewhere. And then we would. And we would just go and do stupid stuff. I mean, it was just, there was, I don't know if every generation looks back on their like, you know, teen years or something like that.
I just feel like ours, like, I feel like our generation is the first generation to be not so inundated with technology, but also be able to use that technology very fluently.
Right.
That's what it is, you know?
Yeah.
You know, like, we can all use computers.
We
were fascinated with that technology.
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck?
I went to fucking school for it.
I remember distinctly buying a CD burner, like a CD burner that comes standard on every fucking computer these days, for $400 or $500, installing it in my own tower, which actually I had an Asian come over and do it. My friend Jeff Dabu couldn't even do it, but guess what? He's Asian, so he knows some people. His cousin came over and fucking installed it for us, and I would buy like the fucking discs with the tracks. I'd write out the track list for him, and I'd sell $5 CDs at fucking school, man. I had a list going on right up until a teacher got a hold of that list, and then I kind of shut down my business because they advised me to shut down my business.
Yeah, I just remember, I mean, because I was
but it was so weird, you know?
From the 80s.
Yeah,
you know,
you're a fucking IT guy, dude.
I remember my dad taking me to Venture. Remember Venture?
Venture.
Zaire, Maryville. Yeah.
I know Zaire's a different story.
And
buying
my first Commodore 64, and
yes,
that would have been in.
I had
like,
a little keyboard. I used to just type characters on the fucking TV.
That was in 84.
Yeah, 80s, bro.
80. Yeah, I think it would have been 84.
Yeah, I remember I was about 6 or 7 when I had my little like keyboard that I could stretch over to the bed and just type characters. I used to have a blank screen and type characters on it. I thought that was kind of cool. When I'm pressing, shows up on the screen. Holy shit, that's cool. How fast has it developed? Holy shit.
It was a really cool time.
It was a weird, transitional, crazy ass moment. I remember my dad buying a computer for us and like having some troubles with it and taking it back and being like, fuck computers.
Yeah.
Like in like 94.
My dad was
like
just
that.
Like, what's yours? You go play with it and figure it
see,
out.
See, I wasn't like, well, I wasn't techie like that, man. I was just like, well, cool. There
and
might
I'm
be a
like,
cool
okay,
game or something.
I'll
I'd like to talk to someone in like North Carolina. The days, that's so weird.
It was
anybody else right now who's listening to that who grew up in our age time is just having this revelation right now. It's just a cool time to fucking grow up.
It was a good time.
It was a really
good time.
I remember, like, I definitely didn't have a cell phone in high school. Definitely not. But I did have because I may have, in statute of limitations on here, it protects me. I used to sell marijuana in this area. And I had a pager, dude. I remember stopping at fucking payphones. When was the last time you saw? I mean, you
the
see him once in a
the
while.
First cell
but phone, a payphone.
The
a
first
payphone.
Cell phone I had, and I remember it was for emergencies mm-hmm. only.
Yeah, you can only call on this. No one knows the number.
Yeah, nobody knew the
nobody
number.
Knows
I
the
didn't.
Number.
I didn't even know.
Right,
the fucking
I know the fucking number.
Number.
They didn't. Was it your parents that gave it to you?
Yes, yes. My
yeah, it's
mom,
like I'm not even gonna give you the number, so you won't give it out
because it was.
Because you had to pay for every goddamn. If you open it up. You had to pay.
And,
if
yeah,
you
and
typed I, one number, it was you had to
and
type.
I'm trying to remember if it
each
was.
Each number was 5 cents.
Was I at Purdue or was I at IU? It was one of the two schools. And she gave it to me. And she's like, well, you know, because, you know, you drive back and forth, you know, mm-hmm. when you come back up or whatever it is. And she's like, if you break down on 37 or 421
right.
or whatever it is.
Give someone a heads up.
You know, you can call somebody to get a tow truck or whatnot. And I said, okay. I remember it was an old Motorola StarTAC flip phone yeah. type of thing.
And when we say flip phone, just like the little talking part flipped down. The rest of it was just a big
yeah,
box.
It was just this block. With, and you had to
pull little fucking
pull-up
antenna.
Yeah.
Fucking box. It flips down right here so you can talk into it.
And I'm like, I remember that thing sat in my glove box for, I don't think I ever used it.
No.
Because when my car, did I ever tell you the story about when Beale saved my ass?
No.
Oh, this is good. Okay, so I was at Purdue. So it was before the cell phone, and I was coming up 80-94 or I-65, and I got off on 65 to 80-94, and my car got a flat tire right on the off ramp from 65 to 94, middle of Gary right there, and I'm like shit, and I went to go change it, but my tire iron
the four-way
was gone out of the car or whatnot. I'm like, where the fuck is it? So I walk down the hill. My car's on the side of the fucking off ramp. I walk down the hill, and I'm in the middle. I'm on 21st and Central in Gary. I'm this fucking cracker out. Now, luckily, it was at like 9 o'clock in the morning, so they're all sleeping type of thing out there.
Let's not pretend that. You think that would have been that dangerous of a situation back in the day?
Oh, in the 90s, yeah. Yeah.
You think so?
It was murder capital of the world back then.
I remember hanging out there when I was a fucking teenager, like, but I knew people, but I was with people.
Well, you were with people,
with
but
people.
I'm like one cracker
alone
in the middle of nowhere, you know.
I hear you.
So I find this gas station, I find a payphone. Well, I call my house. Well, my mom and dad are both at work, you know.
Shit.
So I tried calling a couple other people I knew were in, or I don't know why, but I called Beale.
Yeah, the cell phone.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
I was at a payphone, and I only had a couple quarters on me.
Right.
I'm like, well, that son of a bitch worked last night. I know he... Or,
Mancino's?
You know, like, you know, wherever it was. I'm like, I'm just going to call Beale. I don't know why I did. Now, the only time Beale ever answered the phone at his house before noon was that day, I think. I called. He picks it up. What? I'm like, Beale, it's Rogers. I'm like... Gotta come fucking pick my ass up. I'm like, I'm stuck in the middle of Gary on 21st and Central at a gas station, like this ghetto. It doesn't even have gas pumps anymore. It was one of those where the
it's
gas pumps
down.
Were gone.
Yeah.
It was just, you know, a quote-unquote convenience store. I'm like, I'm sitting on a rock on the corner of 21st and Central and Gary. I'm like, you have to come pick my
it's
ass
precarious.
Up.
Precarious.
Yeah. Only time I ever did. I'm like, I got a flat tire. My car's on the off-ramp from 65 to 80-94 East. I'm like, you got to come get me, man. So, yeah, he fucking came out there. It was fucking hilarious. I'm like, the only time. I owe Beale $1 million for that day alone.
What color was his Chrysler LeBaron there during that time?
I think he was on the red one at that time.
Red one? It was a red LeBaron?
It was the red one, yeah.
Definitely
one,
a LeBaron,
the blue,
though.
The blue one was the first one. The red one was the second one, yeah.
Second one? Shit, I would have known you guys then.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, yeah. Yeah. You know us on the blue one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely
the
blue one, yeah.
Most more cocktail.
Yeah. Jennifer Alston?
Yeah.
She's not going to watch this far, right?
No.
No. But, I was thinking about, is there a way to do pause video and video audio together?
Not really.
Can you entertain these motherfuckers for a while? I want to... I want to offer you another beer that's been sitting there for a while that I made. It's not going to taste good, but it's going to wet our palate.
Let's do it.
All right, cool.
Talk about, dude. Tell them about your favorite fucking brewery or something.
My favorite brewery?
Here. Tell them with this knife in your hand.
I have one just like that.
Yeah, Gerber's are nice.
Yeah, I have a Gerber just like this.
They're affordable and, you know, they're reasonable.
I got it at Walmart on sale, actually, which was quite cool.
I bought mine at Dick's. I probably got overcharged.
I bought mine for like, it was like $17.99, it was like, no, $14.99, and it came with like a little bottle opener and shit like that with it, stuff like that. Dude, you got ripped, man, yeah. So, my favorite brewery. Right now, at this point in time, while Higo gets more beer, is I love Evil Horse in Crete, Illinois. The beer is good. The service has always been extremely friendly to us. But the one big thing with them is they have the most amazing neon sign inside of their place. It is the old Crete Bowling Alley neon sign. I think it has to be from the 50s or early 60s or whatever it is. It just makes the place. But I recommend going there. It's a nice place. Staff is great. Beer's good. No food, but they usually have a food truck outside. So check it out. I don't know what else to talk about. He always leaves me. I'm so sad. He always leaves me. He leaves me all the time. No. Come on, hurry up. I was getting into depressing mode.
What? Are you still not talking?
No, I was talking, but then I was like, I did some creepy, like, he always leaves me.
Hey, it was weird, probably.
It was weird. It was
really crack open this. It's called the Flaxen. Something Flaxen.
I'm going to bring over something next time.
This is, look at all this shit in the bottom. We don't want that to creep
up. It's unfiltered as shit. I'm going to bring over something next time. It's a 20%er. All
right. There's a couple floaties. Is that me?
That's you.
I'm just going to crack a new one. Are we still going?
Yeah, we're still going.
Yeah. I'm just cracking up.
We're like just
a blonde ale that I made 2 years ago when I left here. It was I made it with strawberries.
You made this?
Yeah, I made this. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, that's good. That's good. That's good. That's good. Good, 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 good. Basically, it's a standard blonde ale that I infused with strawberry, and I didn't use a muslin bag or anything with the strawberry, so all like the strawberry particles are like all nasty and fermented at the bottom.
That's okay. Strawberries are okay.
So, it's 2 years old, and it's a blonde, so it's going to be horrible. But
it's weird.
It's the only beer we got left.
It's kind of weird. Not bad, but weird. Weird.
It tastes about how it used to taste. I don't know why it held up that good. It's just like a strawberry. It was a recipe that I was brewing about two beers a week. And a girl wanted me to brew this recipe. She's like, I like a strawberry blonde. I was like, well, I can do a strawberry blonde. All I have to do is brew a blonde and steep some fucking strawberries in it, you know? But then I fucked up and I didn't control the strawberries, how they would break down and shit. Yours is at least clear.
You know what I need to make? Some of my ginger beer.
Ginger beer?
But it's actually got alcohol in it. Like, I ferment
it. Alcoholic ginger beer.
I ferment it.
I'm in, dude. Make this shit, okay. Dude. Let's use your shit to make Moscow Mules. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And let's do that for the first podcast of the next year.
Okay. It's going to take a little bit because I have to, like... like
I just this, gave you a little bit of time. I gave you a month and a half.
I have a process where I have
He's
to...
He's got to brew it tonight.
I have to get ginger and I have to let it sit in a bowl and bubble up and do all kinds of stuff, but
beer's actually decent.
It's not, it's like I said, it's weird, but not bad weird.
It's
like,
super it's just, strawberry. I mean, I just
yeah,
got,
yeah.
I got a it's bunch more, of,
it's really dry for, I was expecting a little bit more,
oh, like, super dry.
Like yeah. Pungentness, like, from age, from a blonde being aged so much, but it's actually dry.
Yeah, it's, dude, ours looks totally different. Mine is just floating with floaties. Good thing I don't care.
Mine's pretty good. Actually,
yeah, yours is actually pretty clear.
Yeah, I'm really surprised. It probably all settled to the
good,
bottom. And
good pour on yours, yeah. But I did two different bottles. Fuck.
You might move to one more than the other.
I probably did. God damn, you think anybody's still listening? I think so.
Please listen.
Maybe we're going to do more podcasts where we just bullshit. I don't think we're going to... What do you want to do with the future of the podcast? If anybody's still listening, obviously you listen to this podcast. So let's throw out some ideas. What should we do? Maybe we'll get one post on Facebook or maybe a comment on YouTube to where we can kind of give us some direction, because we want to do what the fans want too, but I mean, we're only going to do that to the certain point to where we want to do
what the fans want to do also at the same time.
Yeah, we
like
want to.
There's a
basically fine... If you guys sync up with our ideas, we'll do that shit.
Yeah.
If not, then yeah, go fuck yourself.
I mean,
I would like to have this dude Alec Toombs on sometime just to hear, because he's a fucking bleeding heart liberal, and he's just a good dude, man. He's just a good dude.
I have nothing against
good
like
good dude,
somebody...
and I want to hear his point of views. And you know what? You and I really, really yearn from it is for him making some kind of like really good point that I haven't thought of. That will
exactly.
That'll open up a channel of my thinking to exactly. Where like I'm like, okay,
I want
there's this point of view and there's that point of view.
I want different viewpoints.
Maybe this would work. Maybe this would work, but. I mean,
no, I like different viewpoints. I like
that one topic that his name we will not mention anymore. I'm pretty rock solid on that, man. I mean, there's just nothing that can.
There are a couple. There are a couple things in life that you're not gonna sway me on, but
it's not because we're lovers of the thing. It's just because there's no really logical legislation that can happen. Because
yes.
There's already so yes. Much there.
Yes.
We can do ban the sales now. Okay, well, there's fucking millions of them here still. Let's just get away from it.
Yeah,
now.
Let's just stop.
Let's get away from it now. Anyway, these were bottled in Paleuza. Paleuza is the beer. New Holland is the brewery. Great fucking brewery.
And if you ever get a chance when you're up in Grand Rapids, go to the Knickerbocker, which is New Holland's restaurant /... Like
that's the second mention on the podcast. I think that was a revelation for me on that one, yeah.
I really liked the place. It was nice. The food was good. I had a mean sloppy Joe there.
Sounds. That was the only part I called bullshit on, but yeah.
It was a good sloppy Joe.
I'll eat a gourmet sloppy Joe. Fuck it.
It was it's a nice place. It, really, go to Grand Rapids if you like beer. Go.
Yeah, that's it.
Go.
We got to do this. Let's just set up. We won't even tell the brewery that we're doing a podcast there, but they can't stop us from using a goddamn laptop and talking.
We don't even have a laptop. We could just set up the fucking GoPro or the Verb or whatever it is.
No. We'll have this complete setup. We can do this in any brewery ever because we are fucking mics with mics.
That's true.
And we can do it. It don't matter.
And
if anything, it'll be like, oh, well, maybe
I can just clip this to the fucking laptop and we wouldn't even have to have the stand or anything like that.
Whatever works.
But yeah, I mean,
the first remote one, let's make a date. Come on. All right, when can I be up here next? Sorry. I can be up here the weekend after I'm back from Dominican. Snow Bears game. It's the second week of December. Let's just go hit up a random. Oh, Jesus. What do you have fucking going on?
I have the Crossroad Classic down in Indy.
What the fuck is that?
That's where the four like Butler, IU, Purdue, and Notre Dame all play basketball. Mm-hmm. I do it with my dad every year. It's like a father-son thing. So,
all right,
dude, it's a good time.
So what you're saying is,
but maybe after.
So what you're saying? Floor. I need the floor. So what you're saying is. You want to do a podcast in my territory down there that weekend.
Exactly.
That's what you're saying.
That's exactly what I'm saying, man.
So, yeah, I know you were just like, are you sure you want to interrupt me on this fucking point?
Well, I was going to interrupt you saying, but since I'm down there.
Yeah. Let's do it up.
That's what I'm thinking.
Let's do it.
That's what I'm thinking, yeah.
Let's do a brew. Let's do Deviate Brewing.
Ooh, I like Deviate.
Deviate's the for one. You guys need a place to stay. You guys
well, they'll drive back up because they all.
Oh, you're gonna do separate? Are you gonna drive separate?
I might just drive separate.
If you drive separate, it's on, brother.
Maybe I'll take the motorcycle in the middle of the winter. No, I'm joking.
All right, for one, all the cars are gonna stay at a place, and we're just gonna fucking Uber.
But I like that idea.
Deviate, man. They do some badass brews, and I'll get the boys to talk, dude. I'll get the Mike, and. God damn, on the point. What's the other dude's name? He's a huge Bengals fan. I could pick him out of a crowd.
Somebody's a Bengals fan?
Yeah, dude. I think Mike's kind of like non-sports guy.
It's better than being a Colts fan.
God damn it. What is the other Deviate dude's name? This is bullshit.
I'd rather be a Bengals fan than a Colts fan.
Oh, yeah, I would too. I thought you were gonna say Bears fan. I was gonna be like, no,
no,
choke you.
No, the Bears are like a
dude.
A,
what's the other dude's name?
A masochistic thing.
Oh, it's gonna drive me nuts. If anybody knows the other dude's name, call in. Even though this isn't live.
I've had quite a few. I've had
I love that dude. What the fuck
I've
is
had
his
quite
name?
A few very good beers from Deviate.
Dude, Deviate's
and I've
shit.
Been very
dude.
Happy with
Deviate
them,
is
yes.
the best, bar none. Doing the best yeah. beers in Indianapolis.
Yes, I will agree with that. Garen
fucking T, dude. Oh, I can't believe I can't remember the other dude's name. I'm not going to say that anymore because it's going to sound horrible. But anyways, we'll probably get a free t-shirt from that.
Okay.
Free t-shirt, Deviate Brewing. So let's do it.
Okay.
Set
well,
date.
Let me set it up. And,
so define your plans. Tell me
be,
what
it'll be
what
on a Saturday.
Perfect.
Perfect. Is that the 11th
Nine.
Or the... Ninth.
Let's see. Hold on. So Thursday, Thursday night. So it'll be third. It'll be the 10th, maybe.
10th? I think it is the 10th or 11th, something like that.
Pretty
yeah.
sure it's the 10th.
But yeah, I'm going to be down there, and yeah,
let's
we'll
do
have
it.
To definitely hook up. So
and Alec Toombs. I keep saying your fucking name because I feel bad because I have such different views than you, but I fucking like you as a person and shit. You should come on and drink some beer with us. We'll yeah. we'll destroy your liberal ideas. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Be as liberal as you want.
Yeah, dude. Care. I mean, the liberal party is the it's like the heart party. It's like when you look at their basic ideals. It's like the heart party, in my opinion.
Well,
it's like I got a lot of heart, but like I drew this fucking like goddamn brain and shit. Now I'm not. I don't want to say
no,
that.
I'm gonna
say
I'm
that,
gonna stay
dude.
Away
I don't
from
mean
all
to say
that.
That.
Yeah.
I'll
leave it to you.
I just got. Other ideals running up there.
I'm not. People say I'm conservative, but I'm like.
You have tons of liberal ideas.
I'm very far from conservative in a lot of ways.
Oh, absolutely. Especially today's conservatism, where yeah. it's like, oh, we believe in less government, but let's have some more government.
Like,
oh,
I'm like,
thanks.
I want less government in everything. And
right.
Like, I
don't. Let's think like the today's conservatism. Conservatism.
It's not
less
it,
government.
No,
it's
not the Bible banger conservatism.
Like, really, if you
want to
say someone's a bad person because they're conservative, if they just consider themselves a conservative as opposed to a Republican, you should fucking listen to that dude.
Yeah.
If he has the forethought to say that.
I hate the Republicans, to be honest.
Dude, I hate the Republicans just as much as
I hate
the
Democrats. Exactly.
And I'm starting to hate the Libertarians even more because it's like...
Oh, that's just a turd fest.
I feel like I don't need to get fatty to where the point...
You
where the core ideals don't get corrupted.
Here's the problem with the Libertarian Party is it was... So everybody who was disenfranchised by the Republican Party or the Democrat platform went and said, well, I'm going to be Libertarian then. So the problem with it is that they didn't subscribe to the Libertarian Party
right.
being
this
a...
This ain't Democrat light, folks.
Being a Libertarian, they subscribed with their... viewpoints trying to shoehorn it into the Libertarian Party, but I'm like, mm-hmm. You're coming here going, I want government to not control
right.
things. I want government to.
They
not
should almost call it the Humanitarian Party because, like, we're banking on humans.
They should call it the.
We're banking on basic human fucking instinct to just let the fucking rest of the fucking world roll.
They should call
you know?
Me the Leave Me the Fuck Alone Party.
Right.
But then I get so
you
many,
go be a human. You go be a human.
Like,
you go over there be
people,
a human.
I'm running on the Libertarian Party, like, because I'm a registered Libertarian, which I don't know if I'm going to be next year because I'm kind of like irritated with them. But I got some guy.
I'm a registered Democrat still.
He's coming in and he's like, "Well, I believe everybody should have this basic income crap," and I'm like, "That's so far from like libertarian."
Yeah.
Stuff. I'm like. Then go.
It is, but I kind of believe in that universal basic income thing. If it was viable,
it's not. But it's not.
It's not.
It's not.
It's not viable.
That's the problem with it. Is like I believe like in a lot like a lot of things sound very good to me, like in a theoretical stance. Like
right.
if everybody had food and everybody had medicine and everybody had this and everybody had that. Like if it was up to me and I could come up with a solution tomorrow that said. Everybody's going to have basic necessities, and only thing you have to worry about is all your frou-frou bullshit
right.
for the rest of your life. Excellent. I don't think there would be one person in this world who would say, no. Well, no, I take that back. There would be.
There would be some
assholes. There's always that
asshole. There would be some assholes.
But like anybody with half a brain would go,
That's the fucking the tiki torture. That's the tiki tortures that would say no. You know?
Yeah, yeah. But most people would say that's a great idea. But the practicality of a lot of things is that unfortunately, when you start getting into, you know, providing for everybody, you take away from one to give to another. You start infringing on one person's rights to give. I wouldn't even say rights, because rights is like a bad word. You start taking away from one to give to another.
Right. Rights is completely jaded, because the right to healthcare. No, you don't have a fucking right
to
healthcare.
No, there is no right. There is no fucking right.
Somebody studied that shit. Somebody fucking built that hospital. Someone, maybe it was built through bullshit. I don't know what it was built through.
There's no right to even food, to be honest with you. Because here's my deal with
right to life. Right to life, liberty.
And pursuit of happiness.
And that's it. And that still fucking holds on today.
Right. But
those three fucking rights hold on today. Think about them.
But here's the kick. Is that, so I have a person, like let's just say, let's make a communist community.
Not everyone has the same opportunities.
Right. Let's make a communist community. We have 12 people. We have 12 people. And we randomly pick 12 people.
Like-minded people?
I'm saying we randomly pick 12 people. Not randomly. We select 12 people that all have the same abilities, relatively the same abilities, relatively the same skill set.
Is Alec Toombs in there or no?
I'm not saying that.
I wanted another shout out to Alec.
This is very hypothetical, but what I'm saying is like, you know, we have 12 people who have randomly the same sets of skills and abilities. They're all able to go out, work in the field, to provide food. They're all able to do this.
Yes.
But let's just say one of those people says, I don't want to. So what do you do at that point? Do you A, not give them food? Because technically then, if you sit there and say, well, you're not going to work, I'm not going to give you food, you're technically a capitalist right then and there. Because what you're saying is I'm exchanging your labor for food. Right. There's an agreement. There's a trade going on there. Okay? Mm. Or, no, they're a human being, so they get food even though they're going to sit on their ass while the other 11 people...
That's a good point.
...do the work.
That's a good point.
And so where I don't understand what the whole, basic necessity thing is that I think everybody has to pitch in. And this is where I get And I don't say capitalism is absolutely perfect by any stretch of the means, but you go work, you make money. Now, there are flaws in the whole system because I don't believe we live in
capitalism, there has to be poor people.
But there has to be.
Has to be.
Because there are people in this world that don't want to do what they need to do to survive.
Oh, I was going to say, I don't want to do what I'm capable of.
Well, it's not even that.
I just want to do pizza delivery and
because,
shit.
Because here's the deal. You can have a person.
I understand what you're saying.
They could have an IQ of 180, right? But guess what? They don't want to use that to develop new technology or do this or do that or whatever it may be.
I think they're not obligated to.
They're not obligated to. But they're a person, they're like, I'm going to go set up my farm. I'm going to grow some fucking corn. I'm going to raise some cattle. I'm going to feed my family. I'm going to do this. And, even though I'm really smart, I don't fucking care about all that other stuff.
Yep.
And whatever I have left over, I'm going to sell off. And if somebody wants to buy it and people are going to do this. So then they go. They provide for their family. Now, they're not living up to their quote-unquote expectations or their ability. But they're not a burden on society at the same time, because they're providing for their family, they're providing for others, they're doing things.
And they're providing a fucking good, too.
They're providing a good.
The leftover. So they're the opposite of a detriment.
Right.
They're doing all these things. They're positive to the society.
But in what would be considered an evenly distributed society where everybody has food, everybody has medicine, everybody has this. This person doesn't work. But you're paying for them. So you go, well, why do I work?
That creates,
why do I do these things if this person does nothing but still gets everything provided for them?
Yeah.
And that really boils down to my ultimate.
And we're not saying that, like, the people who are basically welfare families and things are getting, like, a shitload of money and shit like that.
No.
We're not saying that. But you want to know what? This society that we live in breeds laziness, man. It breeds laziness.
Oh, I know.
It breeds laziness.
Oh, I know.
And that's it. So it's like my heart of hearts wants everybody to be taken care of, wants everybody to eat and all that. And then my logical side's like, man, we need a good fucking plague. Man, we could sure use a nice plague.
It's starting in Madagascar right now.
Well, Madagascar. Well, if it starts in Madagascar, it probably won't leave Madagascar.
It's spreading. Did you hear about that? Like the bubonic plague or stuff like that is like starting to like just massive.
I don't get the common cold, so I feel like I'll live through it. I feel like my wife and kid.
I
need to put them in a bubble though.
I just think that, you know, we just we
need a plague, man. Bill Burr says it the best, man. We need a little. He makes the best jokes about it, I should say.
I don't think we need a plague, but I think we need to get back to separating the wheat from the chaff. Whereas we have taken our society to where we have blurred the line between people who won't and people who can't.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We've blurred that line.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I have
good point.
We have a person who is mentally disabled or or is physically disabled or whatever it is who physically can't. And my heart goes out to that person who I sit here and say, it was unfortunate that they have, you know, muscular dystrophy or they have a debilitating disease or they have a debilitating mental illness or they have this or they have that. And then we have the person who's like, fuck you, fuck the system, fuck everybody, I want. That's not a person who can't. That's a person who won't.
Yeah.
So why are we blurring the line between people who can't and people who won't?
Yeah.
You know?
I'm a big I won't guy. Like, I hate working for other people to get them rich, but, like, I will do that, obviously, to pay my bills and to make my family survive.
But here's the deal with it is that it's like I'm not real happy with a lot of things, like, you know, with shareholder bullshit or you were doing the shareholder a little bit.
Try.
But they're still paying me.
Right?
And I'll be honest with you, I make a decent living. Between my wife and I, we make a decent living.
Yeah.
Actually,
you should. You both work hard.
Actually, I got pissed off the other day when I read a statement that, her and I are technically...
It's a little cloudy.
That's okay. I don't care. Technically, her and I are in the upper 10%.
Upper 10% of American society?
Income, yeah. Income-wise.
Well, will you say your income?
I don't know.
No. You won't?
No.
Can you... Is that because you're white?
I'm just kidding. No,
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Because, but just I will say we are technically by income
six figures
in the upper 10%.
Six figures.
Yeah,
dual incomes.
Dual incomes. Two people
six
who
figures.
Work very hard.
Yeah.
Two people who work very hard. We work a lot of hours.
We're just
going to
guess this. I'm going to guess that he's talking 135. So we're just going to call it 135. It's probably more, folks. I'm underestimating it to give him a little. Give me a little slack here, but
you are underestimating.
That's
there,
still tough, but, man. I know.
I definitely
underestimated.
Both of us, she has. You know, we both have degrees and training, and you know, I mean, we went through a lot of stuff. We both worked very hard for what we have, but it doesn't feel like it at the same time. And I think that's where most people don't understand is like we're considered an upper 10%.
But you are not.
But I'm not comfortable.
You didn't get gifted anything.
No,
you didn't
not
get
a
gifted
goddamn,
shit.
No, not a goddamn thing.
Yeah.
I came from a very blue collar. Yeah. My dad.
Anything, I got gifted some shit.
My dad worked at a steel mill.
Yeah.
My mom.
Which one? Inland, U.S.
Bethlehem. Which doesn't exist anymore.
And neither does Inland. That's where my dad
worked. Yeah, they're all the same company now.
Right, middle.
But you know, we both. You know, but my dad taught me. My parents, my mom and dad both taught me, work hard and you'll get what you have coming to you. You know, like I guess, and so that's like the adage I've lived by my life, where
it's
I'm like,
good adage to live by.
I'm not going to sit here and put my hand out for stuff. You know, people sit there and like, oh, well, you go fly around and you have a pilot's license. I still pay for all that. And
it's
I
not
paid
like
for
I was
all
a,
that
come
out of
from
my...
A- long line of pilots.
Yeah,
know?
I pay for that out of my pocket,
right.
And
I just wanted to do that, and I was like, I'm going to save up money to do that. And
that's my goal. Nobody gave me the money.
Right.
You know, we don't live in a fancy house. Now, number one, between the wife and I, we've been smart, and we don't have a huge house. We don't have
that's
this.
Smart.
You know what I'm saying? So like, our disposable income
Why
is a little
you?
Bit better.
Right.
But
why be house poor, man? It's just, I mean, yeah, it's where you spend most of your time, but it's just a fucking roof over your
head,
man.
It's a roof over your head, right. So, I think when I hear people say, you know, well, you know, you're in the upper 10%, or you know, you need to be taxed
no
more
one
and stuff
says
like
that.
That
to you. Fuck off.
No, I've gotten people. No, but I'm not saying any like my friends directly or my family or anything like that.
Right.
But you hear people, well, you're in the upper percentage or whatever it is. But do you realize I really don't make a whole lot in the grand scheme of things because my tax brackets are higher, so I get pounded in the ass every year by the government.
I feel like we're a generation or two away from they're not the color lines really blurring when it comes to like inequalities and things like that, because the good people are going to weed themselves out from the good people. And
but then I see, but so I read this report
just because we're just so close, we're still so close to when there was slavery, man.
Well, yeah, but then I see this
when
report.
We're 200 years 250 years away from that, I think society is going to equal out a hell of a lot, man, just on its own by merit. It's going to be a meritocracy.
But I read this report meritocracy. That the upper 10% is paying almost 90% of all taxes. Okay?
Probably.
And I'm going, okay, I'm not rich. Actually, I live in a shithole, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But because I decided not to have like this super big house and put myself into a massive amount of debt and all kinds of shit like that.
Right.
You know, I mean, it was just not about money to go into.
Why be house for? That's fucking stupid.
Right, exactly.
You know, it's stupid.
And I'm sitting here going, so why am I paying for these people who don't want to work?
It's tough, man.
Because it's not that I haven't furthered my skills. It's not that my wife hasn't furthered her skills or worked hard or worked a million hours a week or did this.
Here's the problem. Like, the people who really, really need it and who are really under circumstance, who really aren't gaming the fucking system. Like, I really don't have a problem
giving
up
a few
bucks for them, man.
I don't either.
System needs to be revamped.
It does.
Where's your... Is there a bathroom downstairs?
Yeah, downstairs.
Where's it at? Is it by your room?
It's not that big of a downstairs. Okay. It's on the right-hand side when you're walking in.
Now you get to talk for a while.
I can do that. That's not a problem.
Elaborate on whatever I was talking about.
No, you're right. You're right. I think we will see a big shift in really the color game, the black versus white. I think there's going to be enough minorities that in the next couple of generations get into just good societal standing. I feel like most of poverty and things like that come from being grouped into huge cities and just, what the fuck am I talking about this still, man? I should just talk about my favorite brewery right now. It's ridiculous, man. I have all these ideals and they're all good-hearted, but really can't let them out right now. So what I will tell you about is Devil's Trumpet posted something recently about 1122, I think it is. I'd probably look it up if I cared more. But they posted something about Heaven's Court, which Heaven's Court this year was absolutely fucking chocolate and just a treat. You should go get that right now or on 1122. Sorry, I'm trying to roll my own cigarette here so I can just get a little bit more natural tobacco in me. Give me 1 second here. Big credit to the people who just fucking talk by themselves all day on podcasts, who can just have conversations with themselves. That seems really, really fucking hard. I was always thinking, like, I could do this without Mike, because, you know, besides the technical aspect, like, what does Mike really add to the podcast? Not much, but probably couldn't. I hear Mike coming back up.
Yep.
Look at that. Got weird.
It got weird.
Yeah, it is weird just being out here by yourself.
I know, I'm telling you,
Look at the camera.
And that rain's still coming, man. Jesus Christ.
I wonder if the rain will show up on the podcast.
Maybe.
Maybe. Shout out to my boy Dabu out there fishing in this shit right now. Trying to figure out how to catch steelhead in the tributaries of Lake Michigan.
Weren't you just giving him shit?
He's the shit, man. No, I might have been. I think I was giving him shit off air.
Oh, okay.
I never give Dabu shit on air.
Oh, wait, no, not him. I'm thinking of somebody else. Yeah.
You think we can sustain this? Or should we just cut it off?
We've been going 132, man.
132?
I'm going to have to get going here pretty soon. I know
145.
Want to hit 145 and cut it. And like if any of you people topic. Are still listening, God bless you. God bless you.
Really, man. Shout out to the fucking listeners. Really. I listen to a shitload of podcasts, so it wouldn't be nothing for me to listen to this, but...
I'd listen to this. I mean, just because I like listening to people, like, talk, and, like, it's not me talking, so... Yeah, I feel weird still to this day, like, talking, because... Like, I like to talk, but I like to talk, like, in my, like, small little circle of friends and, like people I like to... Like, I know that I can talk to and banter with, you know?
Right. And...
Like, where they're not going to get all, like, hostage crisis and irate about stuff.
I think we need to branch out. And even if they do get like that, I think we're the kind of people who can bring it back to a level. Because...
Well, I don't know about me. Maybe you.
Me, yes, for sure. I'd be the fucking... Because I've been a lifelong liberal. Let me just make this admission. Lifelong liberal until I really, like, understand what was going on in the world.
Yeah, he was more liberal who went more conservative over... Well, not, I wouldn't even say conservative, but more midstream over time. And I was more conservative who went more midstream over time. So we both came from, like, opposite ends of the spectrum more towards...
We should just call, like, this podcast middle, Meet in the Middle.
You know? Well, I mean, it kind of is. But, yeah, I've gotten really where I'm, like, you know... I'm very open to ideas and stuff, but I just... If you can't provide me a good argument, and not one of these circular bullshit, well, maybe because of something like that, I want facts, I want some kind of, like, logic argument that, you know, you can drill down into and talk. I like to discuss those things. I like to discuss the nuances and the woulda, coulda, shouldas, or what ifs, or whatever it is. Yeah. I mean, and just explore the argument. Explore it.
You can figure out how to get some, maybe it's like some staunch conservatives or like super, like, bleeding heart liberals on here. Maybe learn from each other. Maybe make it more interesting. I don't know.
They're just hard from either side because they're so polar anymore. I mean, really, it is. It's such a polar...
Like, but we could
deal.
We could say it's hard, or we could reach out and do it. And
well, we could. I mean, I got no problem move doing toward it. Yeah,
we'll move toward it.
I don't need a new pair.
What do you want to do for the podcast? I'd like to do something to where we, and it's totally a cop off of the Fighter and the Kid. No one's listening anymore.
I think we should get a stripper pole with a midget whirling around.
That's original. Not only is that original, but entertaining, and I would enjoy it personally.
I would too.
But maybe some current events. Maybe we do it at the beginning of the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Because T-Fat-K, which is a great podcast to listen to, if you like comedy or if you like fucking gay hairstyles like Brendan Schaub's. But, yeah. Either way, you should listen to that podcast. And we should do, like, a current events.
Yeah.
Pick two or three topics that everybody's heard of.
Malcolm Young died today.
And give...
From
what's
AC/DC.
That? Oh, are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
Wow.
No, I'm not kidding. I'm just saying. Yeah. It was, I was like.
So is that the end of AC/DC?
Probably. I don't know how. I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, dead at 64.
For any dedicated YouTube listeners, I just burned my lip with this little piece of joint.
I was never a big AC/DC fan, but like.
Nah, I mean, they got their place though.
But I. Like, AC/DC is, like from middle school dances and stuff like that, and, you know,
you
shit
think
like
Angus
that.
Will ever die?
Like, yeah, he will at some point, but not everybody does.
Me and the wife went and saw AC/DC, I'd say, it was before kids, so I would say 5 years ago. Loud as fuck.
Yeah.
Played all the hits. They were, like, blowing up shit in between songs and shit. It was a total, like...
AC/DC was a 70s pure rock band.
Right. Like, some Humphrey shows have, like, fucking blown my mind. But, like, AC/DC was, like, everything I thought it would be.
Yeah.
And that's what I wanted. I wanted loud. I wanted basic riffs from Angus Young. Like, and I wanted all the hits.
Yeah, there are certain bands that you see that you go, they play that show where it was like, oh, it's like when I saw.
Like, they're almost universally, like, musical people, like, known as, like, easy riffage, kind of like almost like a Kiss with better songs.
Yes.
And better fucking
they were
music.
Much better songwriters than
Kiss. Better
was.
Music, better musicians all the way around. Maybe bad comparison, but that's another
rock band. No, they were much better like Kiss was more of a theater.
Yes.
Whereas AC/DC was, they were good.
They'll just stack up some amps and be fucking loud and be like, nah, 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 nah.
They were,
nah, 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 nah.
AC/DC was a, or is, or was, I don't know what's going to go on now, but like they were, is, are, a band that, they made popular rock tunes that were palatable to a lot of people's ears. I mean, that was,
yeah,
how it was. And
they maybe converted a lot of people.
I would say so.
Maybe brought some people over.
Yeah. And
here's to AC/DC.
Yeah, no shit. Here's to Malcolm Young. Jesus.
Rest in peace.
Even though, didn't their drummer get like arrested for like hiring a hitman or something? No, like it was that just a while back.
I was thinking the only like pseudo original members now would be
Angus Young, really, and the Angus bass player. And,
well, oh yeah, the singer now is not even the singer anymore.
No.
Because I'm sorry. For all you Bon Scott fans.
Bon Scott died in, what, 79 or 80?
Bon Scott's obviously the shit, but you got to give Brian Johnson a little bit of fucking credit.
Yeah.
I mean.
If there was somebody who filled in and, like, filled
really,
in.
Like, killed it. Yeah, like.
Like, he did. He man. Did, by far. You know, it's not like where you took an Iron Maiden and tried to replace Bruce Dickinson.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean,
we never had to do that, so you know.
Well, no, they did for a while there. They tried. It wasn't very good.
Yeah.
Or like you took a, a Rolling Stones and you tried to replace a Mick Jagger, or you took a, you know, I mean, there's some of those bands that you just, luckily for AC/DC and the uniqueness of the voice, they were able to find Brian Johnson.
AC/DC, you can put any fucking bassist and any drummer in there.
But the singer-wise,
it's going to be fine.
Malcolm. They found somebody to replace, you know, with Brian. You know, to put Brian Johnson
with a similar voice.
With a similar voice, and it's not a common. I wouldn't say his voice was a common voice.
No,
it was a very distinct voice, and they found somebody to do it. Yeah. Was a tribute to AC/DC and Brian Johnson, really, to be able to.
Because if you think about that band, at least half their success is from Brian Johnson, dude.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, Bon Scott's obviously the shit.
Ooh.
Obviously the shit.
Yeah.
No one questions that.
No, nobody is. But, you know, like I said, it was a testament to AC/DC to be able to find somebody. And it was a testament to Brian Johnson that he was able to fill in those shoes and do it well.
Yeah.
Very well.
Yeah. Can't complain.
No.
You think? You want to wrap it up?
Yeah.
All right.
Well,
thanks for listening, folks.
If you're still here, thanks. And goodbye.
Bye.